Someone at Papa's work lied about him and got him fired. What will we do without his job?
Oh no, I know it's hard, but you've got to trust God to provide. Hi, once again, you're listening to Keys for Kids. As always, I'm Zach, and as always, I'm glad that you're here. I remember one time my dad came home from work looking very sad. It turned out that he had lost his job. As a family, we were really worried, but we did our best to trust in God to provide. Now, it took a few months, but eventually my dad found a new job, and guess what? It was even better. It's not always easy, but when hard times come your way, you've got to remember that God is still watching over you, and that means that you can trust Him. Just like it says in Psalm 56, verse 11, "In God I trust, I will not be afraid." Let's listen to our story for today. It's called A Job for Papa. "Melanie?" Andreas tiptoed to the doorway of the living room where his sister stood. "What are you doing up?" Melanie nodded toward their parents, who were talking urgently in low voices. The two listened as rapid Spanish words tumbled out of Mama's mouth. Papa shook his head. "No, Maria." He took Mama's hand. "I'm not sure what will happen, but there are two things we can do. Trust God and pray." Mama sighed and nodded. "What's going on?" Andreas asked softly. Melanie shrugged. And just then, Andreas sneezed loudly, startling Melanie and their parents. Papa and Mama hurried toward them. "What are you two doing? You should be in bed." "I'm sorry, Mama, but what's wrong? You sound so anxious," Melanie said. Mama and Papa glanced at each other. "Well, come into the living room and we'll explain." They all traipsed into the living room and Papa motioned for them to have a seat. Mama gave him an encouraging nod, and he began. "Well, kids, we didn't want you to worry, but..." He paused and sighed. "I lost my job." "A man at work who was jealous of your father's position lied about him," Mama added. Andreas and Melanie looked at each other, their brown eyes wide. "But what will happen to us?" Melanie asked. "And what about the man who lied? Can't your boss make it right?" Andreas asked angrily. Papa shook his head. "This is in God's hands. I don't know why He allowed this to happen, but I know He will work it out for our good. We must pray and trust Him." "Papa, can we pray right now?" Melanie asked. "Yes, Melanie, you're right. We should. And we should pray for the man who lied about me, too." They all bowed their heads and prayed that Papa would find a job soon and that Jesus would help them show His forgiveness to those who hurt them. Above all, they asked Him to help them remember to trust Him and not be afraid. So how about you? Are you facing something hard? Do you feel alone or afraid? Remember, God promises to be our refuge. All you have to do is trust Him. He knows exactly what you're feeling right now, and He will be with you and guide you. He loves you and will always do what's best for you, even when it hurts. Trust Him to help you in every situation. Our key verse is Psalm 56, 11.
"In God I trust. I will not be afraid. What can mere humans do to me?"
And our key thought for today, trust God. Grab a safe and easy tool to learn about Jesus wherever you go with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. It has a full audio Bible and a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories. And when you buy a Storyteller, you'll be buying one for someone else around the world too. Grab one today at keysforkids.net/storyteller. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.